Hearing is now called to order. Just before we get started, I would just remind legislators to please use their microphones. We do have a new streaming setup up here, and if everyone uses the microphones, the sound quality should be fine. Will the clerk please?
Recording in progress.
Please call the roll, clerk.
Legislators May, Burtis, Gunnip. Cody?
Here.
Abbott?
Here.
Kuhn?
Here.
Ryan?
Here.
Chase?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
McBride?
Here.
Knapp?
Here.
Bush?
Here.
Kelly?
Here.
Kinney?
Here.
Garland?
Here.
Irvin?
Here.
Mr. Chairman?
Here.
16 present, 1 absent.
Will the clerk please read the notice?
Notice is hereby given that the County Legislature of the County of Onondaga, New York, will meet in the Legislative Chambers in the County Courthouse in Syracuse, New York, on February 1st, 2022 at 12:53 p.m. prevailing time for the purpose of conducting a public hearing in relation to the proposed increased costs of the increase and improvement of the facilities of the Onondaga County Sanitary District in said county, consisting of the Metro Biosolids Drying Project.
Was the notice of the hearing duly published?
It was.
Are there any speakers?
None have signed in.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in this public hearing on this topic? Hearing none, the hearing is closed. Will the clerk please call the roll for the second public hearing?
Legislators May.
Here.
Burtis.
Here.
Gunnip.
Yes.
Cody.
Here.
Abbott.
Here.
Kuhn. Ryan?
Here.
Chase?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
McBride?
Here.
Knapp?
Here.
Bush?
Here.
Kelly?
Here.
Kinney?
Here.
Garland?
Here.
Irvin?
Here.
Mr. Chairman?
Here.
17 present, none absent.
Will the clerk please read the notice?
Notice is hereby given that the County Legislature of the County of Onondaga, New York, will meet in the Legislative Chambers in the County Courthouse in Syracuse, New York, on
Move
February 1st.
Move to read reading of the notice. Any objections? Hearing none, the reading of the notice is hereby waived. Was the notice of the hearing duly published?
It was.
Are there any speakers?
None have signed in.
Is anyone here wishing to speak at this public hearing? Hearing none, the public hearing is closed. The third public hearing is now called to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Legislators May. Burtis. Gunnip? Gunnip?
Here.
Cody?
Here.
Abbott?
Here.
Kuhn?
Here.
Ryan?
Here.
Chase?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
McBride?
Here.
Knapp?
Here.
Bush?
Here.
Kelly?
Here.
Kinney?
Here.
Garland?
Here.
Irvin?
Here.
Mr. Chairman?
Here.
17 present, none absent.
Will the clerk please read the notice?
A resolution calling a public hearing for the purpose of considering an increase in the cost of the Clinton Street Conveyances and Regional Treatment Facility Project. A meeting of the County Legislature of the County of Onondaga to be held in the Legislative Chambers in the County Courthouse in Syracuse, New York on the first day of February 2022.
Motion to waive the reading of the notice. Any objection? Hearing no objection, the reading is hereby waived. Was notice of the hearing duly published?
It was.
Are there any speakers?
None have signed in.
Is there anyone here that wishes to speak on this public hearing? Hearing none, the public hearing is closed. Public hearing for the fourth public hearing is now called to order. Will the clerk please read Will the clerk please call the roll?
Legislators May.
Here.
Burtis.
Here.
Gunnip. Gunnip.
Here.
Cody.
Here.
Abbott. Kuhn?
Here.
Ryan?
Here.
Chase?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
McBride?
Here.
Knapp?
Here.
Bush?
Here.
Kelly?
Here.
Kinney?
Here.
Garland?
Here.
Irvin?
Here.
Mr. Chairman?
Here.
17 present, none absent.
Will the clerk please read the notice?
Notice is hereby given that the county legislature of the County of Onondaga will meet in the legislative chambers in the county courthouse in Syracuse, New York on February 1st, 2022 at 12:59 p.m.
Is there a motion to waive the reading of the notice?
So moved.
Any objection? Hearing none, the reading of the notice is hereby waived. Was the notice of the hearing duly published?
It was.
Are there any speakers?
None have signed in.
Is there anyone here that wishes to speak at this public hearing? Hearing none, the public hearing is closed. The legislative session is now called to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Legislators May.
Here.
Burtis.
Here.
Gunnip. Cody.
Here.
Abbott.
Here.
Kuhn.
Here.
Ryan.
Here.
Chase.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
McBride.
Here.
Knapp.
Here.
Bush.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
Kinney.
Here.
Garland.
Here.
Irvin.
Here.
Mr. Chairman.
Here.
17 present, none absent.
Would legislators please rise for the invocation led by myself and then remain standing for a salute to the flag led by Legislator Burtis. Lord, our rock and redeemer, it is you who are omnipresent. You are everywhere, Lord. It is you who are omnipotent. You have all power, Lord. It is you who are omniscient. You know everything, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to come together this day. We ask for your hand and of blessing on this meeting today. We ask that you would guide and direct our meeting so that it is full of wisdom, productivity, and respect for one another. Help us to accomplish our goals while displaying your character, Lord. We pray these things to your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there a motion to waive the reading of the minutes?
Move.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Move.
Are there any communications to be presented?
As listed on the agenda.
So the first presentation today, we have a gold sealed presentation, and I would ask Legislator Chase to come forward and Dr. Desiato of East Syracuse Manoa Central School District to come forward so that we can recognize her as being named the 2001-2022 New York State Superintendent of the Year.
The above named members of the County Legislature of Onondaga County, New York, on the first day of February 2022, wishes to recognize and honor Dr. Donna J. Desiato, Superintendent of East Syracuse Manoa Central School District, on being named the 2021-2022 New York State Superintendent of the Year. Whereas Dr. Donna Desiato started her career as a teacher, vice principal, and assistant superintendent in the Syracuse City School District before moving to East Syracuse Manoa School District in 2005 to become their superintendent. And whereas Dr. Donna Desiato in her 17 years at ESM has been known as a 21st century education innovator, a supporter of critical thinking, and a leader in her field. And whereas Dr. Donna Desiato values inclusivity and community partnerships, is approachable to students and staff alike, and works tirelessly on behalf of the best interests of her students. And whereas, as the pandemic set in nearly 2 years ago, Dr. Donna Desiato led her district with a steady hand, serving as a moral compass and an innovator to help promote a culture of academic excellence in the most trying of times in her district. And whereas Dr. Donna Desiato was appointed by the International STEM Learning Ecosystems Community of Practice as a member of their Leadership Coordinating Council to improve student learning, especially in the STEM fields. And whereas the love and passion Dr. Donna Desiato has for her students knows no bounds, and it has helped make East Syracuse Manoa Central School District a shining example for others to emulate. And whereas Dr. Donna Desiato is New York State Superintendent of the Year and will be New York's nominee for National Superintendent of the Year, which will be announced in March. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Legislator Peggy Chase, Legislator Mary T. Kuhn, Legislator William T. Kinney, and Legislator Mark Olson, and all members of the Onondaga County Legislature do hereby recognize and honor Dr. Donna J. Desiato, Superintendent of East Syracuse Manoah Central School District, on being named the 2021 and 2022 New York State Superintendent of the Year.
I got to tell you, I remember 17 years ago when Dr. Desiato left the city schools and went to ESM. It was a sad day for us then, but the 17 years you've been at ESM have been, they are very lucky to have you, especially in the past couple of years when it has been very difficult through this pandemic, and when you're looking at our most vulnerable little population and how devoted you have been to making sure they have what they need at the time they need it and continue to be a bright star for the ESM. And we have to be especially proud because most of these positions, when they vote on them, it's people in New York City and Long Island that get them. So having an upstate representative is wonderful. So I can't thank you enough for all you do, and hopefully you'll be doing it for a lot longer.
Legislator Kinney.
If I could just say a couple words. I've had the honor and privilege of knowing Donna Desiato since 1987, and she was the principal at Meacham Elementary School, and she was loved because she was not only nice, but she was fair, and she was strict, but fair, and the parents appreciated it. The children might not have appreciated them, but they sure have since because they've learned. I just want to say thank you, Donna. I'm sorry you're with East Syracuse Manoah, not with the city of Syracuse, but I think you're a great person and obviously done a wonderful job. And again, wish you all the best, just like Peggy just did.
Thank you. Can I say one thing?
Yes.
Thank you. During all of this, I think it's important for you to know, one, I'm just honored to be here and to receive this today. I'm honored to live and to work and to spend the majority of my life in Onondaga County. I want you to know that. I also serve on the executive committee with the New York State Council of School Superintendents. And I think it's important for you to know that Onondaga County has been one of the leading counties in the state in its response to supporting schools during the pandemic. You need to know that, to be proud of it, and to know that this county has set many, many of the milestones and the examples of what schools needed from their county, their county executive, their Department of Health, and from all of the services that Onondaga County offers. And I want to share with you, you can be proud because in our eyes, Onondaga County is a model in New York State, so thank you.
Okay, continuing the agenda, has anyone signed up to speak for the public comment period?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have that. Oh. Okay. Erica Madigan?
One of these days I'll sit on the right side and it won't take me so long to get up here. Thank you for just a few minutes to address you guys. It really is not really a topic at all, but I'm asking for your help and I will follow up with an email. Public citizens have been advised by one of your representatives that we are not permitted to speak publicly at your meetings on topics unrelated to the agenda items, which came as a surprise to me, because public comment, in my opinion, means public comment, right? And you guys write the agendas. We do not. So the answer must not be contact us directly, because no change is ever made when we do wish to contact you guys directly. Accountability is missing in this scenario. So my question for you is related to the health department and county executive who we've reached out to, responded in a personal experience to a FOIL request regarding information relative to the COVID response by pointing to the CDC. I would like to know Dr. Gupta's expertise and her opinion on these matters, which is why I reached out to the health department. And so I guess I'd look to you guys for some leadership and understanding on how to have these productive dialogues and conversations with those who are at the helm of our county. We, several parents, have contacted Ryan McMahon and Dr. Gupta and asked for a collective meeting to have a healthy dialogue around these issues, and none of us were responded to. We've placed phone calls, we've sent emails, we've sent hard copy letters as well as emails. So I guess this is something for you guys to get back to us on. I am speaking as a public, as a civilian here, representing many, so I will reach out to you directly and look for a response from you. And I'd also like to know, because I didn't get the chance to ask anyone coming in, I'd like to know if the health committee meetings, I know there's one next week, if those are open to the public so that we can become more directly informed. You're shaking your head yes. Thank you, Mr. Knapp. We would like to be more involved in some of that understanding and hearing directly from our health experts here in the county. So with that, I do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers? Hearing none, the public comment period is now over. It is now closed. Reports of standing committees?
None.
Reports of special committees?
None.
Will the clerk begin the call of legislative districts, beginning with district number 2.
District 2, Mr. Rowley.
Rise and offer items A1 through 4A and urge their adoption.
A1 in memoriam.
So let me speak to this. When a former member of the legislature passes on, we traditionally recognize their service through a rising tribute. I did not know Mr. Pooler, but he was an Onondaga County legislator for the 2nd District from 1972 to 1977. He attended Syracuse University, served in the U.S. Army during World War II. He was a driven businessman, owning, operating several businesses in New York, Virginia, and Florida, and had a number of different types of businesses. So what I would like to adopt this resolution by rising tribute, and I would ask all legislators to stand and honor James R. Pooler. Thank you. So item number 1A is adopted.
1, confirming reappointments to the Onondaga County Soil and Water Conservation District Board.
Chairman, this...
Sorry.
Thank you. This item reappoints legislators Abbott and Bush to the Soil and Water Board.
Any discussion? Clerk, please call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Motion number 1 is adopted. Number 2.
Appointing 2 directors to the Onondaga County Tobacco Asset Securitization Corporation.
Dear me.
Thank you, Chairman. This item appoints legislators Burgess and myself to the Tobacco Asset Securitization Corporation Board.
Any discussion? Clerk, please call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 2 is adopted. Leader, number 3.
Confirming appointment to the Onondaga County Jury Board.
Leader May.
This item appoints yourself to the jury board, which is customarily what happens in this case. Urges adoption.
Is there any discussion? Clerk will please call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, and Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Number 3 is adopted. Number 4.
Confirming appointments to the Cornell Cooperative Extension Association of Onondaga County Board of Directors.
Leader May.
This item appoints legislators Cody and Garland to the CCE Board for Onondaga County. Urges adoption.
Any discussion? Clerk, please call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 4 is adopted. Number 4A.
Confirming appointment to the Region 7 Fish and Wildlife Management Board.
Leader May.
This item appoints Legislator Abbott to the Fish and Wildlife Board. I urge his adoption. Pardon me?
Are you requesting a waiver?
I'm sorry. Yes, I am requesting a waiver.
Is there any objection to the waiver? Hearing none, the waiver is granted. Clerk, please call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution 4A is adopted.
District 3, Mr. Burtis.
Mr. Burtis?
Yes, I apologize. Mr. Chairman, I rise and bring numbers 5 and 6 and urge their adoption.
Number 5?
Amending the 2022 county budget to make surplus room occupancy funding available for use in support of Visit Syracuse.
Legislator Burtis.
Yes, number 5. What we're doing really is we're giving back advancing Visit Syracuse $250,000. We decreased and substantially took money away from them in 2020 and 2021 budgets because of the pandemic. This is for marketing initiative and for new website development, and I urge its adoption.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, the clerk, please call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 5 is adopted. Number 6.
Authorizing the county executive to enter into agreements with the
Moved
state.
Moved away
the
reading.
York.
Objection. Mr. Burtis.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We're authorizing an agreement so that we can receive money from New York State DOT, basically. It's coming from the CNY RPDB and SMTC, who's been designated as our metro planning organization. This is a 10-year agreement. I urge its adoption.
Is there any discussion? Will the clerk please call a short call?
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution 6 is adopted.
District 4, Ms. Gunnup?
None.
District 5, Ms. Cody?
Yes, thank you. I rise to offer resolutions 8 through 13A and urge their adoption.
Number 8.
Authorizing the acceptance of 16.97 plus or minus acres of land from the Friends of Beaver Lake, Inc. to increase the county land area of Beaver Lake Nature Center.
Legislator Cody?
Yes, just a resolution. Again, the Friends of Beaver Lake offer an addition of 16.97 acres out at Beaver Lake Nature Center to expand their land area out there. And we thank them for that.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, would the clerk please call a short call?
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Number 8 is adopted. Number 9.
Amending the 2022 county budget to accept
the waive the reading. Any objections? Legislator Cody.
Yes, this resolution amends the budget to accept this grant from the Dormitory Authority of New York State. This is the beginning of a multi-phase project out at the boat launch at Oneida Shores.
Thank you. Legislator Burtis.
That is in District 3, my beloved district across the street from my home. There are just a little update. They have already started planning and moving equipment in, and I would just urge all my fellow legislators to vote yes.
Is there any further discussion? Will the clerk please call a short call?
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution 9 is adopted. Number 10.
A resolution authorizing improvements to the community plaza and walks in and for the County of Onondaga.
Move away the reading. Any objections? Legislator Cody.
Yes, this resolution authorizes our facilities folks to make improvements to the walkways and the plaza right outside our building here and around the general vicinity. Thank you.
Is there any discussion? We need a do we need a long call for this? No. Okay. Yep. So the clerk, please call a long call.
Legislators May.
Yes.
Ryan.
Yes.
Burtis.
Yes.
Gunnip.
Yes.
Cody.
Yes.
Abbott.
Yes.
Kuhn.
Yes.
Chase.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
McBride. Knapp,
yes.
Bush,
yes.
Kelly,
yes.
Kinney,
yes.
Garland,
yes.
Irvin,
yes.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
17 ayes, none opposed.
That was number 10 is adopted. Number 11.
A resolution authorizing the construction of an addition and improvements to the Pettit Branch Library.
Move the reading. Any objections? Legislator Cody.
Yeah, this resolution will authorize funding for construction of a community room out at the Pettit Branch Library. They've been long wanting a room out there. They do various public activities, and I'm happy that they're finally going to get to add their community room in there.
Is there any further discussion? Legislator Irvin? Got it. Any others? Clerk, please call a long call.
Legislators May,
yes.
Ryan,
yes.
Burtis,
yes.
Gunnip,
yes.
Cody,
yes.
Abbott,
yes.
Kuhn,
yes.
Chase,
yes.
Olson,
yes.
McBride,
yes.
Knapp,
yes.
Bush,
yes.
Kelly,
yes.
Kinney,
yes.
Garland,
yes.
Irvin,
yes.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
17 ayes, none opposed.
Number 11 is adopted. Number 12.
A resolution authorizing replacement of roofs and mechanical systems at the zoo in and for the County of Onondaga.
Move the way of reading. Any objections? Legislator Cody.
Yes, this resolution would authorize the replacement of the roofs and mechanical systems at the zoo. What we learned was that some of those roofs out at the buildings at the zoo are the original roofs, and our facilities committee has been doing a great job of repairing them for decades now, and it's about time that we replace them. So glad to see this. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk, please call a long call.
Legislators May,
yes.
Ryan,
yes.
Burtis,
yes.
Gunnip. Gunnip?
Yes.
Cody?
Yes.
Abbott?
Yes.
Kuhn?
Yes.
Chase?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Knapp?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Kinney?
Yes.
Garland?
Yes.
Irvin?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
17 ayes, none opposed.
Number 12 is adopted. Number 13.
A resolution authorizing improvements to various parks in and for the County of Onondaga.
Move to waive the reading. Any objections? Legislator Cody.
Yes, this will authorize improvements to our parks. Every year we authorize funding for maintenance, general maintenance and improvements in our park system. And we know how awesome our parks are, and we want to keep them updated. So I'm happy to see this too.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk, please call the long call.
Legislators May,
yes.
Ryan,
yes.
Burtis,
yes.
Gunnip,
yes.
Cody,
yes.
Abbott,
yes.
Kuhn,
yes.
Chase,
yes.
Olson,
yes.
McBride,
yes.
Knapp,
yes.
Bush,
yes.
Kelly,
yes.
Kinney,
yes.
Garland,
yes.
Irvin,
yes.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
17 ayes, none opposed.
Number 13 is adopted. Number 13A.
A resolution authorizing capital improvements at various facilities in and for the County of Onondaga, New York.
Move away the reading. Any objections? Legislator Cody.
Yes, again, this is a routine resolution that we pass for funding for our facilities for maintenance and improvements at various facilities around the county, including the Civic Center. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk, please call a long call.
Legislators May,
yes.
Ryan,
yes.
Burtis,
yes.
Gunnip,
yes.
Cody, Abbott?
Yes.
Kuhn?
Yes.
Chase?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Knapp?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Kinney?
Yes.
Garland?
Yes.
Irvin?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
17 ayes, none opposed.
13A is adopted.
District 6, Ms. Abbott.
Mr. Chairman, I rise and offer items 14 through 21B and urge their adoption.
Number 14.
A resolution authorizing ash tree management in and for the County of Onondaga, New York.
Moved away reading. Any objections? Legislator Abbott.
Thank you. This would authorize the issuance of $525,000 in bonds, which the Soil and Water Conservation District has been doing a fantastic job trying to manage the emerald ash borers that are plaguing our ash trees. So I would ask everybody to please vote yes for this.
Is there any further discussion? Legislator May, Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. I just want to point out that this number for at least the second year in a row, maybe more, is much less than what's in the capital plan. Also that the project itself is ahead of schedule, so that which we sort of authorized in a large project is not going to be spent on this project, and they're doing a really good job economizing and getting ahead of the process, and hopefully we don't have to talk about it too many more times in the future. I urge its adoption. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk will call a long call.
Legislators May,
yes.
Ryan, Burtis,
yes.
Gunnip,
yes.
Cody,
yes.
Abbott,
yes.
Kuhn,
yes.
Chase,
yes.
Olson,
yes.
McBride,
yes.
Knapp,
yes.
Bush,
yes.
Kelly,
yes.
Kinney,
yes.
Garland,
yes.
Irvin,
yes.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
17 ayes, none opposed.
Number 14 is adopted. Number 15.
Reducing authorized costs for certain improvements made for the Midland
Avenue. Move away the reading. Any objections? Legislator Abbott.
Okay, thank you. So you'll see items 15, 16, and 17 are related. Specifically in regards to 15, this is no cost change. We had authorized $6 million for the Midland Avenue Combined Sewage Overflow Abatement Project, and we are now in compliance with the ACJ, so the money would just, WEP is asking that we transfer, which you will see later. So this one is just to take the money back, quote unquote, if you will.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Number 15 is adopted. Number 16.
A resolution approving improvements for the Onondaga County Sanitary District in and for the County of Onondaga, New York.
Legislator Abbott.
Thank you. So we just approved taking back the $6 million. WEP would like to now move that over to the Clinton Street abatement efforts to reduce the combined sewage overflow there. And this is just approving the improvements. The next item, which we'll talk about, would be the issuance of the bond.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk, please call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Number 16 is adopted. Number 17.
A resolution authorizing the issuance of $6 million bond of the County of Onondaga.
Move the way of the reading. Any objections? Legislator Abbott.
Thank you. This, again, would be simply approving the $6 million issuance of bonds for the Clinton Street abatement efforts.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, clerk, please call a long call.
Legislators May, Ryan,
yes.
Burtis,
yes.
Gunnip. Gunnip?
Yes.
Cody?
Yes.
Abbott?
Yes.
Kuhn?
Yes.
Chase?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Knapp?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Kinney?
Yes.
Garland?
Yes.
Irvin?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
17 ayes, none opposed.
Number 17 is adopted. Number 18.
A resolution approving the increased cost of certain improvements for the Onondaga County Sanitary District.
Legislator Abbott.
Okay, so this would approve the improvements, and then the next one would be the bond. So these are coupled together again. This is for the metro biosolids that we want to talk about, and this has to do with sustainability. Basically, the $7.694 million would go towards the new heater, if you will, to deal with our biosolids, and costs are increasing to transport these. We'd be able to have a cost savings of between $2.5 to $3 million a year. It'll pay for itself within 10 years, and hopefully someday we won't have to truck to a transfer station. We can deal with it ourselves. So it's about sustainability and cost savings.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk, please call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Number 18 is adopted. Number 19.
A resolution authorizing the issuance of an additional $7,694,000.
Move away the reading. Any objections? Legislator Abbott.
Thank you. So again, this just authorizes the issuance of the bond to be able to do this.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, clerk, please call a long call.
Legislators May,
yes.
Ryan,
yes.
Burtis, Gunnip? Gunnip?
Yes.
Cody?
Yes.
Abbott?
Yes.
Kuhn?
Yes.
Chase?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Knapp?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Kinney?
Yes.
Garland?
Yes.
Irvin?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
17 ayes, none opposed.
Number 19 is adopted. Number 20.
A resolution approving improvements for the Onondaga County.
Moved away the reading. Any objections? Legislator Abbott.
Thank you. So item 20 would approve the improvements to our exciting perspective future economic endeavor, and that is at Oak Orchard. We've all heard about the chip plant. We're anxiously awaiting. We don't have answers, but we have assurances that there might be somebody coming in. There was much discussion about this at Ways and Means. Should we be moving forward when we have so much unknown, especially at a price tag of $30 million? But we did receive assurances from the executive branch's financial team and the budget team that this is just so they are able to move swiftly, because they will have to should we secure one of these chip plants. So it would authorize improvements, which would be engineering costs, if and when we land somebody and knows precisely what needs to happen. So that's merely what this is. And the reason this is important today is that we are on a global marketplace competing for this for our shareholders. So if we can show them that we are capable, interested, and ready, it actually would help sell us, and so hopefully land this project. So please, I urge the adoption of this one.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, will the clerk please call a short call?
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. Okay. 15 ayes, 2 opposed.
Number 20 is adopted. Number 21.
A resolution authorizing the issuance of $30 million bonds of the County of Onondaga, New York, to pay costs.
Move the way of the reading. Any objections? Legislator Abbott.
Okay, and this is the partner to the resolution for the Oak Orchard improvements. This would just be authorizing the $30 million in bonds, which again we have assurances will not be spent until we know exactly who, what, where might be there. And again, they need to be able to move quickly on this if and when we get great news.
Is there any other discussion? Clerk, please call a long call.
Legislators May.
Yes.
Ryan.
Yes.
Burtis.
Yes.
Gunnip.
Yes.
Cody.
Yes.
Abbott.
Yes.
Kuhn.
No.
Chase.
No.
Olson.
Yes.
McBride.
Yes.
Knapp.
Yes.
Bush.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Kinney.
No.
Garland.
Yes.
Irvin. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
14 ayes, 3 opposed.
Number 21 is adopted. 21A.
A resolution approving improvements for the Onondaga County Sanitary District in and for the County of Onondaga, New York.
Legislator Abbott.
Thank you. So this would approve improvements, $38,405,000. This is our traditional standard miscellaneous improvements they do over at WEP and all over the county, pump stations. It's pretty much the major capital improvement projects for 2022-23.
Any further discussion? We're on 21B?
Yes.
I lost my place.
21A.
21A. Okay. Thank you. Will the clerk please call a short call?
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
21A is adopted. 21B.
A resolution authorizing the issuance of $38,405,000 bonds of the County of Onondaga.
Do we have a reading? Any objections? Legislator Abbott.
Thank you. So this, again, it would allow for the bonds to be issued for the major capital improvement projects for 22-23.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, will the clerk please call a long call?
Legislators May,
yes.
Ryan,
yes.
Burtis,
yes.
Gunnip,
yes.
Cody,
yes.
Abbott,
yes.
Kuhn,
yes.
Chase,
yes.
Olson,
yes.
McBride,
yes.
Knapp,
yes.
Bush,
yes.
Kelly,
yes.
Kinney,
yes.
Garland,
yes.
Irvin,
yes.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
17 ayes, none opposed.
21B is adopted.
District 7, Ms. Kuhn?
None.
District 8, Mr. Ryan?
None.
District 9, Dr. Chase?
None.
District 10, Mr. Olson?
Mr. Chairman, I rise in support of number 7 for the Onondaga County Sheriff's Department.
A resolution authorizing replacement of radios for the Sheriff's Department in and for the County of Onondaga.
Any objections? Legislator Olson?
Yes, this is brought to us by Chief Bliley of the Sheriff's Department, and what it is replacing the portable and mobile radios for the Sheriff's Department, approximately 700 portable radios and 192 mobile radios. The technology has changed, and they're no longer supported or be able to be repaired, and this is from the initial high-band radio switchover that the county went through. Many departments in the county and the towns and villages are going through this, and the Sheriff's Department is looking to replace these. They were going to do a two-year plan. Now, because of the supply chain issues and how long it may take, they've asked to do it all in one bidding operation.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk, please call a long call.
Legislators May.
Yes.
Ryan.
Yes.
Burtis.
Yes.
Gunnip. Gunnip. Cody.
Yes.
Abbott.
Yes.
Kuhn.
Yes.
Chase.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
McBride.
Yes.
Knapp.
Yes.
Bush. Kelly,
yes.
Kinney,
yes.
Garland,
yes.
Irvin,
yes.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
17 ayes, none opposed.
Number 7 is adopted. Can you make like a bunch of copies?
District 11, Mr. McBride,
none.
District 12, Mr. Knapp,
none.
District 13, Mr. Bush,
none.
District 14, Dr. Kelly,
none.
District 15, Mr. Kinney,
none.
District 16, Mr. Garland,
none.
District 17, Mrs. Irvin,
none.
Legislator Irvin.
Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise to ask for a waiver for the resolution memorializing resolution celebrating black history and condemning racism in our history.
So a waiver has been requested. Is there any objections to the waiver? Waiver is hereby granted. Legislator Urban.
So I've been down here for about, I'm on my 13th year here at the legislature, and things happen differently from time to time. Today I'm rising because I didn't have a chance to do this early enough to get this on the agenda originally, but now it is on the agenda in a modified form. The resolution deals with black history. Today is the beginning of Black History Month. It deals with the history of blacks here in this county. And the Board of Supervisors, before us, the county legislator came later, but the Board of Supervisors had a resolution that spelled out how people would be taxed. And within that resolution, they, of course, it was during slavery time, they indicated that the value of a woman who was black was 30 pounds, and a man who was black was 50 pounds. And this is a matter of record, and so therefore I wanted to make certain that this record did not stand as the record of this legislature, and this resolution attempts to do something about that. In the original form of the resolution, it talked about racism within our history as well as within this community, but the form that we're going to vote on speaks only about the racism in our history. It is something that people don't want to talk about, although it exists, and so therefore we must talk about it. And this resolution then says that we accept the fact that this was written back in 1795. However, today we will not condone any racism, and that we will make certain that everyone's dignity is affirmed in this county. And so that's the resolution. I ask for support on this resolution as it is modified, and I certainly think that it's something that we all should be willing to say yes to. I know the original had some things in that people didn't want to hear, apparently, but the one that we're voting on today is what should be voted on, and I'm hoping that you will agree to that. So I ask for everyone's support for this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion? Okay. Legislator McBride, would you take the seat, please?
The chair recognizes Chairman Rowley.
Thank you. So just a few comments. We all have a responsibility to recognize our history in full. We need to acknowledge the wrong, and we need to honor the right. Legislators Urban resolution, as amended, in my opinion, is one-sided and misses a good opportunity to really celebrate Black History Month. Black History Month should be more of a celebration and not just a rejection of racist people that existed in 1795, 66 years before the Civil War. To celebrate the good, you don't have to go any further than Clinton Square and the Gerry Monument. The monument celebrates the October 1, 1851 rescue of William Gerry Henry, an escaped slave from Missouri. And I just want to give you a little brief history here. William Gerry Henry, had been arrested in Syracuse and identified as an escaped slave. Federal officials, eager to compel obedience to the then Fugitive Slave Act, determined to return him to Missouri. The arrest occurred on the very day that a major abolitionist meeting was taking place in the city. Following one failed rescue attempt, a large mob stormed a police station, battered down its doors, and rescued Gerry Henry, defying the Fugitive Slave Act. Within a few days, Gerry escaped to freedom in Kingston, Ontario. Shortly after the rescue, the Townsend Block, a large commercial building erected in 1829 on the south side of Clinton Square, was renamed the Gerry Rescue Building in commemoration of this event. This was the site of annual celebrations. And in 1858, famous abolitionist Frederick Douglass addressed the annual celebration. Soon after this time, the celebrations began to wane. But even so, a national example had been set for resistance to the Fugitive Slave Act across the North, and it all began near this spot in downtown Syracuse. So our work as legislators should not be about accusing one another. Our work should not be about dismissing one another. To truly make progress, we need to acknowledge not only the bad and the ugly, but the good and the redemptive as well. For me, it's disappointing that we could not work collaboratively as a body to recognize Black History Month in a more meaningful way. And I hope this unilateral act by our colleagues on the other side of the aisle hopefully won't affect our working relationship going forward. Thank you. Is there any other discussion? Legislator Urban.
I think that perhaps you have the wrong idea about what just happened. But this resolution came about as a result of someone in the community bringing this to our attention, that this existed from the Board of Supervisors. It was not an effort to celebrate Black history in total, because if we were to do that, we would talk about more than just the Jerry Rescue. We talk about many other things that are important to this community. Perhaps if we want to do that going forward next year, we can do something about Black history that's more celebratory. But this resolution was mainly to correct a wrong, and that's why it was put forth. It was not unilateral. It was unfortunately very quickly handled because it came to us very quickly, and we did the best we could to get it to everybody's hands as quickly as we could. However, their modifications were unilateral, and I have accepted them. But I would like a vote on this, understanding that we will work together wherever we can going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Legislator Urban. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, I'm going to ask the clerk to please call a long... I'm sorry, Legislator Garland.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to just remind everyone that in light of this memorandum, this memorandum was written by an African-American woman. The changes were modified by a white male. Basically, what this is, it's just a repetition of this condescending pattern. What's been scrubbed is any reference of racism. Basically, what it was, as she said, it's just something stating that we want to celebrate this month, and she was sharing it. With the modifications that were made, we don't think that that was necessary, but we'd still like everyone to vote yes to this resolution.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion? Legislator Kuhn.
Thank you, Chairman. I just want to amplify the fact that originally I never saw this in any way as accusatory, but rather corrective for this body. And I'm sorry that it's come to this. That wasn't my understanding of this in the first place, and I think acknowledging and correcting the record is a good thing and is not accusatory in any way. I can't imagine that this will become any kind of a rupture in the legislature unless people want it to be. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, will the clerk please call a long call?
Legislators May?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Burtis? Gunnip?
Yes.
Cody?
Yes.
Abbott?
Yes.
Kuhn?
Yes.
Chase?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Knapp?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Kinney?
Yes.
Garland?
Yes.
Irvin?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
16 ayes, 1 absent.
Resolution is duly adopted.
District 1, Mr. May.
Chairman, I rise and offer items 22 through 24 and urge their adoption.
A resolution authorizing a records digitization project for the
county. Move away the reading.
So move.
Is there any discussion? Mr. May.
Thank you, Chairman. This item is kind of a phase two for the clerk's effort to digitize records. This initiative has enabled the clerk's office to operate more efficiently and do a much better job covering the costs, if you will, of the services that they provide to the community. I urge adoption to this matter. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Will the clerk please call a long call?
Legislators May.
Yes.
Ryan.
Yes.
Burtis.
Yes.
Gunnip.
Yes.
Cody.
Yes.
Abbott.
Yes.
Kuhn.
Yes.
Chase.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
McBride.
Yes.
Knapp.
Yes.
Bush.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Kinney.
Yes.
Garland.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
17 ayes, none opposed.
22 is adopted. 23.
Approving and directing the correction of certain errors on tax bills.
Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman.
This is more or less housekeeping. These were submitted and passed in Ways and Means, and I urge their adoption today.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, clerk, please call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
23 is adopted. 24.
Amending the 2022 county budget to make surplus room occupancy funding available for use in support of the Special Olympics.
Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman.
As evidenced in an earlier resolution, there is excess room occupancy tax available to reinvest in the community in our efforts to market, promote, and support the area in the way of hospitality. This proposed spend for Special Olympics is a really nice one and a good way to support the upcoming event. I forget the year it is, but it's a good spend. It's this month, correct? Right. So this will help them go a long way to making Central New York a little more hospitable to the folks coming in for this event.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Legislator Kelly.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm lucky enough to work with kids with special needs every day in my professional career. I'm thrilled to support programs like the Special Olympics that recognize their ability and hard work. I'd like to also recognize the Town of Clay Parks and Recreation Department. Just this past Saturday, they held an annual event, snowmobile event, for children with special needs. It was this past Saturday, like I mentioned, and very well attended. I'd like to thank Leader May for bringing this item, and I'd like to co-sponsor.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Did you get all that? Okay, will the clerk please call a short call?
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Motion 24 is adopted. I have a resolution that I would like to bring to the floor, Leader May, if you could present it, and I am requesting a waiver. I'll wait till it's distributed. So it's my resolution. I hereby request a waiver. Is there any objections to the waiver? Sure. All right. We'll recess for 5 minutes and come back at 25 after. So I have a resolution on the floor. And then we do have one by Mr. Ryan at this point, too. So let's take them one at a time. Leader May, would you present my resolution? And are you requesting a waiver?
I'm requesting a waiver, Chairman.
Is there any objections to the waiver? Seeing no objections, Leader May.
This item, which would be number 25 on our agenda, proposes Baldwin, Sutphin, and Fratesky as attorney legislative counsel for the for us. And I urge its adoption. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion? Leader Ryan.
I know this was last minute. I guess not a competing resolution, but hopefully maybe a companion resolution, right? So we just got this, and I know Tim, he did work for us last year. Past couple years, I know he was pulled off the agenda, but I do have my resolution, and hopefully I get to speak on it, but it's pertinent. Because in relative or the difference between the Fratesky Law, Serial Law Office is, Tom Serial was of the ADA. He was an assistant district attorney. He was an assistant county attorney for 10 years, and within the practice he has an additional attorney who was a deputy county attorney for almost a decade and worked under the tutelage of Lori Tiroli. So when I say that, I want to say that just so I may, that I can, if I don't get a waiver, but with respect to Tim Fratesky, I guess I don't necessarily want to vote no in hopes that we can do both, but okay, thanks.
All set. Any other discussion, Legislator Burris?
I don't think this was ever on the agenda, though, right?
It was not on the agenda, and it's my motion. I just felt, you know, given the circumstances leading up to the session today, that we should have legislative counsel available to us. So that's why I put it on the floor. Leader May.
Yeah, I'll just point out, too, that this is really a continuation from the organizational meeting. So we did not appoint legislative counsel, as Chairman said, at today's events, you know, just sort of bring that issue to light. Thank you.
Well, Leader Ryan?
Well, perhaps maybe so if we send this back to Ways and Means and discuss it, or we can go on the session for next month, or...
Well, is that, so are you suggesting a motion to table? Because the motion's on the floor, the waiver's been granted.
I motion to table.
Is there a second for the motion to table? Legislator Irvin. Any discussion on the motion to table? Okay, so we're going to vote. A yes is to table. And is it, just to be clear, table for till next session, 30 days?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, yes.
A yes is to table until the next session. A no would be to allow a vote on the resolution that's on the floor. Would the clerk please call a long call?
Legislators May, Ryan,
yes.
Burtis,
no.
Gunnip, Cody,
no.
Abbott,
no.
Kuhn,
yes.
Chase,
yes.
Olson,
no.
McBride, Knapp,
no.
Bush,
yes.
Kelly,
no.
Kinney,
yes.
Garland, Irvin?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
No.
7 ayes, 10 opposed.
Motion to table is defeated. So now I'd like to call the question on the resolution that's on the floor. Is there any further discussion on resolution number 25? Legislator Kuhn.
I don't know if it's a question, but I'm confused when you said that this was put forward because of what happened. I assume you're talking about the resolution. I don't understand the connection between those two. Maybe that's what weren't what you were talking about. If you could clarify, it would help me. Thank you.
Anything that comes before this body needs to be reviewed by legal, right? And we were seeking counsel since last night when we got this resolution as to the proper form and content of that resolution. So we had questions. Other legislators have had questions, and we didn't have someone readily available outside of county law who wrote the resolution that could give us advice. So that's why the resolution's on the floor. Any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk will call a long call on resolution number 25.
Legislators May?
Yes.
Ryan?
No.
Burtis?
Yes.
Gunnip?
Yes.
Cody?
Yes.
Abbott?
Yes.
Kuhn?
No.
Chase?
No.
Olson?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Knapp?
No.
Bush?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Kinney?
No.
Garland?
No.
Irvin? Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
11 ayes, 6 opposed.
Resolution number 25 is adopted. Leader Ryan. Number 26.
I guess you're asking for a waiver.
I'm sorry. So there is a waiver. Is there any objections to the waiver? Seeing none, the waiver is granted. Leader Ryan, do you want to speak to it?
An additional late resolution here. Thank you. And for the consideration of Serio law offices. As I said before, the Serio law offices have a number of decades worth of experience in county law, specifically managing partner Tom Serio, who was an assistant district attorney, as well as working as an assistant county legal, is also a deputy county legal from the same law office, who also was tasked with doing legislative work for the legislature. I think they would be a good complement, and I think that they would be a good asset for the legislature, and I guess you can never have enough lawyers, right? So urge its consideration.
Thank you. Leader, Legislator Kinney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is more of a point of personal privilege, I may. I'm confused because we just had a resolution the majority picked a law firm. Are you saying we can vote on this and have another law firm as well?
We can. Yes, we can.
Oh, we can. Okay.
Yes. We've had it in the past.
All right. So the second thing is, since they're not starting until who knows when, will the rate in the budget be prorated?
Yeah, I believe so. Sure. Yep. I'll see to that.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, would the clerk please call a long call? Oh, I'm sorry, Leader May.
Way up.
Yeah, you got to get it up.
Last minute votes and things seem to be the theme of the day. This vote's going to take place. It's going to go up or it's going to go down. I think it's important to mention that our custom sometimes is to list more than one law firm as approved legislative counsel. I would go out on a limb right now and say that we can look at, regardless of what happens, some kind of alignment in our customary process. Typically, we can and do name more than one, not as a menu of options, but as an approved firm should we ever encounter conflict or things of that nature. So that's something we could look at after this. I think we dispense with the item as presented and then maybe take a look at it down the road as an option.
And Chairman, if I may, I think that's a good point. I'll concur with Leader May that it's been in numerous instances, a number of years, where we have chosen and have, appointed a number of firms. So, yeah, I can't see why we wouldn't want to do this in this instance. So thank you.
Thank you
for pointing that out, Leader Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Leader Ryan. Any further discussion? Clerk, please call a long call.
Legislators May.
No.
Ryan.
Yes.
Burtis.
No.
Gunnip. Cody.
No.
Abbott.
No.
Kuhn.
Yes.
Chase.
Yes.
Olson.
No.
McBride.
No.
Knapp.
No.
Bush.
Yes.
Kelly.
No.
Kinney.
Yes.
Garland.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
No.
7 ayes, 10 opposed.
This motion is defeated. I think we are finished with our business. Is there any other further business to come before the legislature from anyone? Seeing none, Leader May, will you make a motion to adjourn?
Chairman, I move to adjourn until Tuesday, March 1st. Thank you.
Motion is the meeting is adjourned.